The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes towards his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, where their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. In the depths of the Vietnam War, President Lyndon Baines Johnson was pacing back and forth in the Oval Office, trying to plot his next step. And he cried out, "Doing the right thing is easy. What's hard is to know the right thing to do." You might hear that, you might nod your head. You might say, "Yeah, doing the right thing is easy, but the hard is to know the right thing to do." The great philosopher Plato would agree with you. He once said that all wrongdoing is ignorance. In other words, people just knew the right thing to do, they choose it every time. Well, I hope you realize that our Christian tradition teaches the exact opposite. In other words, you can very clearly know the difference between right and wrong. You can very clearly know that what you're about to do is very wrong and still choose it. Very easy, happens all the time. Remember once I was at a priest convocation, and you know, we get around and we talk about this and that. And this one priest gets up, and in great humility and boldness, he says before all the priests there assembled, he says, "I'm a preacher of the gospel, I study the scriptures, I know the right thing to do, and I still can't do it." That's our fallen human condition. And if I have one little thought for you here for today, it's this. Hard as it is to choose the right thing, it's easier when times are tough. That's why Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are poor, and blessed are you who are hungry, and blessed are you who weep." Not that there's anything good about being poor, or about being hungry, or about weeping, and not that there's anything bad about being rich or being full, right? Or all thinking holding you in a fine reputation, except for the fact that in times of prosperity, it's a lot harder to follow Christ. You've got your reputation on the line, and you've got your possessions on the line, and it's so much easier to be morally compromised. But when times are going hard, it's much, much easier. Philosophers tell us that if it wasn't for the fear of death, there'd probably be no morality at all. But because we know our time here on this earth is limited, because we know there's a judgment coming at the end of all this, it forces us to realize that our choices matter. Like St. Paul said in the first reading, the world as we know it is passing away. That's why we have to seek the things that are above. We have no choice. That's why you'd be very wise if you learn to see the sufferings and hardships of your life as blessings in disguise. The path to God is a lot easier to walk. It's actually the story of our saint for the day, St. Peter Claver. St. Peter Claver was a 17th century Jesuit priest from Spain. He was a professor at the University of Barcelona. Very comfortable life. All he had to do was read his books and teach his classes. Very, very easy life. Till one day a friend came to visit him who'd been over in the New World, New Spain, they called it then. Today they call it South America. They call it Colombia. And he told him about the treatment of the slaves that had been brought over from Africa. Subhuman conditions, packed in the bottom of ships like cattle. Peter Claver was very upset. Thought to himself, somebody has to do something about this. Somebody has to act. Until he realized that that somebody was himself. And he left his comfortable life behind. Spent the rest of his life working for the slaves in the New World. He said he baptized over 300,000 people. And what's interesting to remember there is, you know, if he'd stayed back in Spain in his comfortable life, nobody would ever have heard of him. But in hardship, he turned into a saint. And you can too. In hard times, prayerful souls discover a sublime sweetness. It's what Jesus called blessing. What keeps most people from a closer walk with Christ is a desire for human respect and the lure of an easy life. Let's remember the gospel and the message that our Lord tries to share. It's the power of the cross. It's the secret of the saints. Let's ask for their prayers today to help us. St. Peter Claver, pray for us.